anyone. First of all, it's my pleasure to bring up, I think, the best fighter in the world today. Pound for pound, number one fighter in the world. He has the diamond belt of the WBC. He's the Ring Magazine champion. He's the fighter of the year. And tonight you saw why he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And he is the best middleweight from Argentina since Carlos Monzon, and one of the two great middleweights of Argentinian history. So we have Sergio Martinez. This is Monique. Monique was bullied. And she's from Middletown, Connecticut. She had a really rough year. Sergio has embraced the anti-bullying campaign that President Obama started. And he dedicated this fight to Monique. And here she is. And we wanted to introduce Monique to everybody. Guys, Sergio has to go get some stitches, so we're going to take very few questions. So if anybody has a couple of questions, let's get them now. Any questions from the press? What do we want to do next? We want the biggest fight possible. That's what Sergio, what fight you would like next?
Quiero Mayweather. Quiero Cotto.
Mayweather, Cotto.
I want Cotto. Cotto, I want Mayweather, Pacquiao, Chavez. I want the belt, regular belt. I want the WBC regular. What?
Was he surprised how easy it was?
No. It was not an easy one. No hay ninguna pelea fácil.
No fight is an easy fight.
A William con este oponente, ¿cuál fue el más difícil?
Son muy diferentes los dos. Williams es un boxeador muy físico y asfixiante.
The question was, which one is worse, Williams or Zinsiru? He said it's two totally different fighters. Paul Williams is going on top of you. This was a different tactic.
Zinsiru, que es un boxeador que ofrece una pelea muy mental, y creo que dentro de su juego, incluso dentro de su juego, pude superarlo, que fue en el juego de jab.
Zinsiru is very smart and mentally a fighter that he used a lot of his mental stage, but he beat in his own game. He beat him with the jab.
Sergio, desde afuera lució como un concierto de técnica. Desde arriba lo viviste de tal manera.
The question was, it was a concert of technique outside of the ring. Inside of the ring, you feel the same way?
Sí, fue una pelea, sabía que iba a ser una pelea técnica y por eso propuse también esa pelea técnica e inteligente.
He knows that it will be a technique fight, and he proposed to be that, and he did that, a technique. It hurt you at any time?
Hubo un golpe por detrás de la oreja que sentí, pero
it was one behind the head that I feel a little bit, but not this special.
Pero sucede en todos los combates.
But always happen in every fight.
Want to take three more questions? Anybody else?
Sergio, was there a sense of urgency to end it once you received the cut and the fight that next round?
The question is, was there a sense of urgency to end the fight when you got cut?
No, emergencia no.
No, emergency no.
Creo que era el momento de terminarla.
It was the moment to finish.
¿Fue tu plan para noquearlo?
Which one was the plan to knock him out?
Sí, trabajamos mucho para trabajar con calpaza, para golpearlo con cambios de ritmo y velocidad. Y creo que pude lograrlo.
We work a lot in a change of speed and to hurt him and to punch him. So this is what we did.
Not having Gabriel in your corner.
Jack Hirsch.
How low can he go weight-wise to make a Pacquiao fight happen?
Question is, how low can Sergio go weight-wise to make a Manny Pacquiao fight happen?
Probablemente 154, probablemente.
Probably 154 pounds.
No tendrías problema en bajar.
There we go, baby.
No tendrías problema vos en bajar. Dale, suerte.
No, no tendría problema. Si me preguntó si que había prometido que ganaba por nocaut en el octavo. Y cumplí, creo que sí.
Always say to the press that he would get the by knockout on the eighth round and he confront with all of you.
¿Cómo te sentiste no teniendo a Gabriel en la esquina? ¿Cómo se sintió él no teniendo a Gabriel en la esquina? How did you feel not having Gabriel in your corner?
No, me sentí muy cómodo porque hablamos el mismo idioma de boxeo con Pablo. Es exactamente lo mismo.
I feel very comfortable because I speak the same language with Pablo, his brother. So it was no different at all.
Last question, because I want to go get him stitched
trabajo,
up.
Hizo un trabajo perfecto, Pablo. Excuse me.
Pablo, he did a perfect job, and he's a special person to us too.
Listo. So,
by the way, a four-man champion too.
Question is, does he think it will be hard for him to find an opponent?
Va a ser difícil conseguir un oponente. Pues eso pregúnteselo al señor que tengo a mi derecha.
This is supposed to turn to the guy who is in the right hand is me.
Es el campeón.
Luke, can you make a fight between Sergio and Cotto?
It's not up to me, it's up to Bob Arum, and my guess is Bob Arum will not make a fight between Sergio and Cotto. Maybe Cotto is man enough to ask Bob Arum to make the fight. But Bob Arum right now is not
tonight.
Bob Arum's not making any fights with his guys against other people, and he seems to be lining up bum after bum after bum for Manny Pacquiao and Cotto.
So what do you want next? What do you want to do next?
I want the biggest fight we can get, but you know what? People now should line up to fight him because he is the best fighter in the world. We're going up. Thank you, everybody.
Wait. The question of the champion, how we finish Cotto?
Nobody knows yet. Nobody knows yet.
12th round knockout.
It'd be a very good challenger. It will be a big fight. The only thing I ask to the Puerto Rican to pull this fence and he say yes because regardless the promoter, the boxer, he has the right. Sergio Maravilla Martinez say I want the best every time. He never asked me for an easy one. When our promoter, Rudy Vera, he wants to bring an easy to the table, he say no, I want the best. So Cotto, if he's a man enough, he will say yes, I want to be like Martinez. I want to take the best, and the best one is Sergio Maravilla Martinez.
Martinez, will you go on record?
Last question right here.
More impressive he looks, the harder it's going to be to get these fights that we're
The question is, you think the more impressive he looks, the harder it will be to get the big
cada fights? Cada vez que te ven mejor, va a ser más difícil conseguir, porque cada vez te ven mejor que antes. Probablemente sí, pero es que quiero ser el número uno libra por libra, entonces tengo que mejorar así. Quiero hacer una pregunta más al final.
He wants to say that he will not stop to be pound for pound recognized worldwide, that is the best pound for pound fighter, and with the permission of all of you, he wants to ask one question himself.
¿Alguna pregunta para Monique también?
He wants to ask, if anybody wants to ask a question to
Does
Monique.
Does anyone want to ask Monique a question?
Hola Monique, ¿estás contenta que
English.
Yeah.
And he dedicated this fight to you? ¿Estás contenta de que tuviste una pelea que ganó? Dice sí.
Vas a estar en la próxima entonces.
¿Estás contenta
próxima?
De que Sergio le dedicó esta pelea para ella?
¿Y si está contenta de
que Sergio
le dedicó
esta pelea
para ella? Very happy. And she deserves it, and she be something special for all the the bullets.
First of all, this guy's a champion inside and outside of the ring. But you know what? There is no room for domestic violence. That's one of his causes. There's no room for bullying.
And we go now to Mexico one more time to say thank you to Jose Suleiman for this opportunity. I want to say thank you to Mexico to open our doors, and we'll be there with the battered women, with abuse in their homes, with children being abused, and we have a legendary now, Sergio Maravilla Martinez, who should be in the hospital, and he'll be all over the world, send a sound of peace.
Samson, would Sergio go on record and call out Cotto?
Thanks,
Martinez.
Oh, wait, well, just last thing. Thank you to Foxwoods. We'll be back at Foxwoods April 16th with Berto Ortiz, another great card. Thank you to this great place. It was a great place to do a fight. Thank you. This way, guys.